from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we put up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day earlier, and it really started on Monday when Jason said that this game is a must win. But I'm bringing it up now because I saw our pal Rick Snyder on thefandc.com also said that this Sunday is a must win. And our audience so far seems to agree. 77% say must win in week two. But Snyder came out of the gate hot if you read his last column. He writes, the Washington Commanders failed their chemistry exam, and it's head coach Dan Quinn's fault.
Ooh, he might be on something.
A team with nearly 60% turnover needs a season to find its chemistry. And he goes on and on, but he brings up guys not playing enough in the preseason. He brings up some other points. One thing that I saw online, which I mentioned earlier, if we want to talk about Dan Quinn, he's noted as a defensive coach. I know they have a defensive coordinator, but there is a mic'd up scene of Baker Mayfield on the sideline talking to his receivers. And he says, I'm paraphrasing, and he curses when he says it, but he says, if they leave Mike in one-on-one, that's disrespectful. I'm going to him. And then he sees one-on-one coverage with St. Juiced on him.
Yeah.
And I think he checks out of a running play and just throws the touchdown pass to Mike Evans. That's coaching, right?
Well, hold on. I got to say, in defense of him, St. Juiced was right there. He didn't make the play on the ball, but he was blanketing him.
But maybe you need to...
I think you're thinking more of the first touchdown. He was blanking.
Oh, this is a different one?
Yeah,
okay, I don't know the second one.
Maybe you need to double.
Remember it.
Yeah, he should if Mike,
have a safety over the
Mike
top.
If Mike Evans is lining up in the red zone, he's probably a top two or three red zone threat in league history. You should have a safety helping out the corner.
Yeah.
Like it, one-on-one against Mike Evans from the 10-yard line, the 12-yard line, is he's going to win that more often than he's not.
You're kind of damned if you.
He's been beating guys, so many guys his entire career.
That's been, I mean, he's a Hall
look,
of Famer.
It's not a good look when you lose 37-20. Certainly not a good look for the players. It's not a look good for the coaches. To say that he failed them and they weren't prepared, I mean, they put a lot of time in over there in Ashburn. Yeah. They're there probably 16, 17 hours a day. I would say, let's not jump the gun here. It's not a horrible coaching staff. I know Bickle, he's out on Kingsbury already. But let's just not jump the gun.
My eyebrows are raised on Kingsbury.
That's fine. It was a bad performance all the way around. It was one game. Let's see how much better, and I expect them to look better on Sunday against the Giants.
I expect them to look better on Sunday. I do not think that's indicative of how the season's necessarily
going to go. I don't think so either, but it's a bad roster on the road against a playoff team.
But we graded...
with a rookie starting at quarterback.
We graded Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Maybe we should grade first impressions.
I tried to tell you this before you predicted
Quinn.
The win.
I felt like a bit of an
you
idiot.
Well, can
me.
I make... hold on.
Let me just throw out the phone number. 800-636-1067. I'd love to hear what people think about Dan Quinn, first impressions. And just to close out what Rick Snyder wrote, he writes, Washington faces a must-win against the New York Giants on Sunday. The loser is probably 2-15 this season. The Commanders better be ready because they've somehow lost three straight to the Giants and are 71-108-5 against
call
Gotham
up Snyder,
City.
Put him in the bet book, $100. We ain't going 2-15.
He closes.
And neither are the Giants.
Even if
he
we
closes.
Lose.
No
bad.
More.
They're bad, but they're not going 2-15.
No more chemistry exams. Try acing this one.
All right,
but it's really about Dan Quinn failing the team. 800-636-1067. Do you think Quinn had the Commanders ready? For week
I think he
one.
Had them as ready as this roster could possibly be. He has an under-talented roster that got churned through by Adam Peters.
Hold on.
Facing Evans, Godwin, and a pretty good rookie wideout in McMillan, who, by the way, could have had two touchdowns in the game. He had one.
All right, since we're doing the coulda game, I'm glad you said that. They deserve the win. They were the better team on Sunday.
Yes.
But we pressured them like 10 times, whatever the number was. I mean, there was four or five of them. We should have had them sacked. Those turn into punts if you have a good day. We had a bad day. Sometimes the games just snowball out of control. I don't want to make these large proclamations that were just so awful. If they connects on one of the McLaurin passes, there's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts. Didn't happen. They deserve the dub, no doubt. But I think you could play that game another time. It might not have the exact same result. I'm not saying we for sure win, but we had our chances. We had our chances. And I don't want to make it out to like they're world beaters either. Because they're not, I don't think they are.
I don't think
but
Tampa's
you actually
great.
Were you were down on Dan Quinn a little bit in terms of clock management in the first half.
That's the part I didn't like. I don't know about the locker room stuff and the throwing a rock against the board or whatever Ron was doing. I don't know about that. But I don't know. I didn't like the time management. I didn't like the extra point decisions. And I'm a conservative guy.
I hated the one that I really hated was the 56-yard attempt when you know you have a Nubs kicker in Cade York. I hated that.
Yeah.
If you have Justin Tucker, go right ahead. Attempt the 56-yarder. If you have a guy you just signed 10 days ago who you know is borderline, punt.
How many times we've been in this situation a million times. It happens where you see a team looks terrible one week, and then we go out and we beat the undefeated Steelers when they were 11-0. Remember that?
Yeah,
is that whatever that was?
Monday Night Football.
I mean, Alex Smith at the helm, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, all the odds are stacked against us. We had no shot at winning that game, and then we pull off the, you know, so you just never know week to week.
Jason, what were your first impressions of your fellow Salisbury Seagull?
I think they had a game plan, all right? Maybe going into the game, they thought, all right, this is going to be a challenge because of what Tampa can do to you offensively with those receivers. They had a game plan. It's not like they went in there and they were just smoking and joking all week in Ashburn, you know, just having pizza and they're not talking about the game. And they had a game plan. They weren't as good.
Right.
Were there some questionable decisions, in-game decisions? Of course, but you could say that for any game, any coaching staff.
But I thought they did some good things. They flushed him. They just didn't close.
Yeah, they did some good things, but they were beat soundly by a better team.
Snyder posits they didn't have chemistry and he blames Quinn on not playing them in the preseason. He writes, that's what the three games are for, chemistry. However, Quinn is guilty of a coaching mindset that fears blame for August injuries. Staying safe is the wrong stance.
I probably agree with that. I think that these guys should play their, especially if you have a new roster, should play them a little bit more.
I wanted football. To see Jaden play more.
It's football. You guys are going to get hurt.
But all right, let's bang a couple of these.
I think it's crazy not to play any of your starters in those three games. Some teams didn't play any of their starters.
All right, let's try to play some of these because we got locks coming up.
I think it's crazy.
Let's go to, is it Devon? Devon in Rockville. What's up? Davon? Hey, what's up, buddy?
Devon?
Devon. Hey, guys, man, I feel the same way, man. It's week one, man. The fan base here just like, it's no middle ground. It's like either over the top or super low. Like, let's just check this out, right? The game of the score, it don't tell the whole story when you just look at the score. The two touchdowns that Mike Evans scored on Benjamin St. Juice, both of them coverages, man, Stephon Diggs, his brother Diggs could have been on him. Sauce Gardner could have been on him. He was going to catch it. That was a great pass. The only other one was Emmanuel Forbes where he blatantly passed interference. Mm-hmm. Chris Godwin, that's a good player. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do people expect if you don't play in the preseason? That's the first time all 11 starters on defense was out there. You're going to have communication problems. And Dan Quinn said it on Monday that they had to put something on field so that so they can build from it. If we would have hit the ground running and scored 42 points and stopped and held Buccaneers to 7 points the first game, I would have been like, oh yeah, that's not that's indicative of us going to be sorry, because we're putting everything into winning on week one. It's a process. Look at the Jets in the San Francisco, and I'm going to take it off the air, guys. The Jets in San Francisco, yes, the San Francisco 49ers was a defending in the Super Bowl last year, right? But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went to the second round and knocked the Eagles out last year. So the Jets got scored on, and their defense, we could all agree that the Jets' defense is better than Washington. Mm-hmm. That defense got 8 consecutive scoring drives. Sounds real similar to Tampa Bay scoring.
Thank you, Devin.
Yeah. Thank you, Devin. Yeah,
that's a good point.
The Niners moved the ball on a really good defense in the Jets.
The difference, I'd say, is with the Jets, you feel like they'll get it right, and they faced a really good team on the road. With the Commanders, you're not sure because they were dead last year, and they didn't change much personnel, really. The linebackers. And I guess, actually, they changed personnel, just not premier personnel, because you've got new defensive ends.
I think sometimes games just snowball away from you, and it started the very first play. I mean, the very first play was just offensively. It was just a disaster.
The backwards pass.
Yeah, it was just a disaster. And, you know, it's like 2nd and 100.
It might have just been nerves.
Yeah, whatever it was. And it just, and then I can't get over the fact that we had him dead to rights and should have had him sacked 3 or 4 more times.
It was very frustrating.
So frustrating.
It kept happening throughout the game, too.
There were drive killers. And the way we were on third down was so bad.
Well, the Vikings took advantage of that this past week against Daniel Jones. They were getting to him. So
let's go to
hopefully
Sean.
Washington does too.
In D.C. Sean, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep, sure.
We actually won that game. I'm going to tell you how we won that game. If Terry McLaurin would have caught that bomb.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm with you.
If Luke McCaffrey would have threw the bomb, it would have been another touchdown.
Right.
And then the sorry kicker, if he would have made both of those field goals, he would have had over 40 points.
I do. Yeah,
then you win, of course.
Hey,
you
this
win.
Is my new guy right
here.
He's
on something. Yeah. And imagine if we sacked him a few times. And we had him
too.
Dead to rights.
Strip sack fumble, return for a touchdown.
So Dan Quinn didn't fail us. It's the team preparation. Terry McLaurin, he needs to get open more. I had a friend that was at the game.
This call's hilarious.
He said, no separation from the wide receivers at all.
Well, I don't think that's true when they looked at it. I don't think that's true when they looked at it. There were some guys that were open.
Does your friend work for PFF? What's going on here?
He kept the ball. He ran the ball 16 times because he saw no separation. Due to math, the receivers can't get open. We need receivers.
All right.
Well, we definitely need receivers. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
I'll say one of the things Rick points
Please
out.
Call back again.
And we don't know is that.
He was great.
He's pointing out that basically Jaden didn't get to the third receiver's progressions. I don't know whether it's true or not.
He was under assault.
No, but he just gave it a quick look, then takes off.
He was,
and it works well for him.
He got rid of the ball in 2.2 seconds. You saw all the pressure that was coming. You want him to just stand there and take a sack? I never thought, you should stand
there longer.
There
were throws he could have made.
I wanted to use his legs. Do what he did.
I'm sure, but he would have had to make those throws, I think, on the run. And maybe he's not as comfortable with that. But, like, I can't just have him stand there and take sacks.
Oh, I know. But sometimes you got to stand in the pocket, deliver the throw.
True.
And sometimes you get hit. Like, one of the touchdown passes, I believe Baker just basically a 5-step drop, and he sees somebody coming on him on the left. But he plants his feet and he delivers.
But I think as he progresses, he's going to work the, I'm scrambling, but, I see Terry streaking down the field. Or I see Diami, that might not be the best example, Luke McCaffrey cutting across the middle and throw the ball to him while he's on the run.
All right, let's go to
That's
Michael.
Gonna get worked
I know
in.
We got locks coming up. Let's go to Michael in Manassas. Michael, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all feeling?
Hey, Michael. What's up? Your phone's terrible.
Quickly.
Get it off Bluetooth.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, off Bluetooth. I thought you said keep it
all
on Bluetooth.
No, all Bluetooth.
I'm
ending
your call. It's too much. It's too much nonsense from him.
All right. But remember, Washington beat Tampa. They just needed 37 things to happen.
According to Sean, the previous caller. Yeah. Yes.
I'm kinda,
he had a scenario where...
Did anybody ask McCaffrey why he didn't throw it?
That's what I'm going to text.
I just haven't heard.
You know, ask Keim or Finley. Yeah,
I'm going to ask JP.
No, I think they're in Ashburn.
Coming up next, we will talk some Maryland football. Suffered a tough loss against Michigan State, but they've got UVA next. Coach Mike Locksley joins us here on the Junkies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.